When I was a kid, summer nights meant catching fireflies. Who's with me? Right? Do you remember this? We grab empty mason jars, punch holes into the lids, and then race into the backyard at dusk. I mean, I've got to be honest, I still want to do this every summer. I mean, for a magical hour, right? You would dart between shadows, snatching up these tiny flickers of light. And at the end of the hunt, you know, you admire the glowing captives before, Mom made us release. Watching those fireflies float up into the dark sky, I remember feeling torn, to be honest. I mean, part of me wanted to hold on to this enchanting light forever, right? But even at the age of 6 or 48, I understand that a firefly isn't meant for a jar. Its glow is brightest when it's free. I know. But I share this story because it reminds me of something I've learned about childhood wounds. This is something I hear about a lot, and so I wanted to do an episode on this. Childhood wounds are hurts that we experience early in life that can make us feel small, trapped, broken. And too often we carry the pain of these wounds into adulthood, right? Stuck in a jar of old patterns and beliefs. Here's the extraordinary thing. Each of us has a capacity to heal, to rediscover the light that we once shone so brightly into the world. Healing your inner child is about honoring your past hurts while claiming the freedom and wholeness that have been yours all along. So today I want to talk about how to embrace that glowing firefly part of yourself again. I'm going to be honest, if you are already sensing that this is going to be a heavy one, pause. Reach out to a friend. Reach out to a counselor. Reach out to a professional therapist. And sit with this. Listen to this episode together. But if you're already having some thoughts, wait. Share this with a friend. Don't go through this alone, because this episode, it is going deep. And I want you to be in a safe space and to be able to heal when we do. I'm Chad Lawson, and let's calm it down in 3, 2. First, I want to unpack what I mean by childhood wounds. We might think of the big traumas, right? Abuse, neglect, losing a parent. And those experiences can certainly leave deep scars. But childhood wounds can also come from more subtle experiences. Feeling misunderstood, or struggling to make friends, or just concluding that we're too much. Or not enough. Those early years are when we're forming our core beliefs about ourselves, about others, and even about the world, to be honest. So when hurtful interactions or circumstances, when they shape us, they can shape us in a really profound way, even if we don't really remember this being the case. And the tricky thing is, we don't always recognize how much those old wounds still impact us. We might find ourselves overreacting to criticism at work and struggling to trust maybe a romantic partner, or feeling this vague sense of emptiness. It's easy to get frustrated with those patterns without recognizing the roots. I'm going to say that again. It's easy for us to get frustrated with those patterns without recognizing the roots. I like this analogy of a steering wheel that's out of alignment, right? I mean, you're cruising through adult life, right? Then your reactions and your behaviors, they keep veering you off the road in confusing ways. So healing your inner child is like getting that alignment corrected at the perfect level, at the soul level. It's coming to recognize with great compassion, oh, this is why I operate the way I do. So how do we start? How do we start that repair work? Well, a powerful first step is acknowledging that you have an inner child who's hurting and needs your care. This might feel really strange at first. I mean, after all, your childhood is long behind you, right? I mean, that was so long ago. Stick with me. Researchers have found that even as adults, part of us still holds the feelings, the beliefs, the behaviors that we developed as kids. It's what some psychologists even called the child self, that younger part of you that carries the memories of those early wounds. And it needs your attention. It wants to heal with your support. And one way to connect with your inner child is through visualization. So let's try this. Find a quiet space. Close your eyes. And imagine yourself as a little kid. Picture specific details, right? What is young you wearing? What's your hair like? Can you remember a room? Or can you see your wide eyes and gap-toothed smile? Now, notice how that little one is feeling. Are they joyful? Are they scared? Are they lonely? Sit with those emotions with an open heart. This is a chance to offer your younger self the comfort, the reassurance, the unconditional love they always needed. Now imagine saying to that little one, I see how much pain you're carrying, and I'm so sorry you had to go through this. But I'm here for you now. You're safe, you're loved, and together, we're going to get through this. You might visualize yourself hugging that younger you, or stroking their hair, or holding their hand. Let yourself be the wise, caring parent figure your inner child has been waiting to hear from. And then beyond visualization, there are many ways to attend to your inner child's needs. One powerful approach is reparenting. Just hear me out. Consciously providing for yourself now what you didn't consistently receive as a kid. Does that make sense? Consciously providing for yourself now what you didn't really get when you were a kid. If you often felt unseen in childhood, practice mirroring your own emotions, validating your experiences without judgment. If you rarely felt safe to express your true feelings, set aside some time to journal uncensored feelings, giving voice to your anger, fear, or sadness without filter. Do you hear that? Set aside time to journal uncensored. Give yourself the voice, your voice of your anger, your fear, your sadness, whatever it may be, without a filter. As the words come to your mind, write them down. But the key is tuning into what your inner child is longing for and showing up for yourself with those meaningful gifts of care. And with that, I want to take a quick pause. I wouldn't do this if I didn't believe in the company. As you nurture your inner child, it's important to create an environment that promotes restful sleep. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot, too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets inspired by NASA. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. And I don't care if you're a child or an adult, that sounds perfect. Plus, these sheets prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets. Go to trymiracle.com/calm to try Miracle Made sheets today. If you order now, you can save over 40% and get 3 free towels when you use the promo code CALM at checkout. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made and give your inner child the comfort you deserve. Now, getting back to this. Another powerful tool for inner child healing is play. So often we get bogged down in adult responsibilities and seriousness, but play is the language of children. When we get silly, when we move our bodies, when we daydream or create, we communicate to our inner child. You are free to lighten up. It's okay to feel good. Did you hear me? You are free to lighten up. It's okay to feel good. Think back to activities that lit you up as a kid and give yourself full permission to enjoy them. Pull out the sidewalk chalk. Jump on a trampoline. Be careful though. Dress up in costumes and bust out the kazoo. Go for pizza. Go for ice cream. If your favorite childhood pastimes aren't available, get creative with a substitute. Make snow angels in the sandbox of the park or have an indoor picnic on your living room floor. But let yourself laugh, giggle, get messy, make mistakes, invent your own rules. Slowly, through playful moments, you're coaxing that carefree younger self out of hiding and into the light. But also, as much as inner child healing can be joyful and freeing, it also requires us to grieve. Turning our attention to past wounds means acknowledging painful truths that you didn't get the love, you didn't get the safety or the support you needed and deserved. And those realizations can bring up really intense sadness, despair, or anger, which is why I really encourage you at the top of this to listen to this episode with someone. But I encourage you to make space for those feelings without repressing or rushing them away. I'm going to say that one again. I encourage you to make space for those feelings without repressing or rushing them. Just like you'd urge a heartbroken friend to just cry it out. Extend that kindness to yourself. Grief is a tunnel that we have to move through to get to peace on the other side. Did you know that? Grief is a tunnel that we have to move through to get to peace on the other side. I want you to remember, you're mourning not only the loss of the past, you're grieving for that brave, bright little one who had to carry those burdens. Letting yourself feel the full depth of their pain, it's an act of profound self-love. This healing process is not always linear. It's normal for wounds to get reactivated, even after you've done lots of carrying inner work. Be patient. Know that each time you attend to your inner child's needs, you're strengthening your capacity to love and to comfort yourself. I find it helpful to check in with my younger self regularly, to picture little me and whisper, "I'm still here, and you're still precious, and we're doing this together." Healing happens in a spiral. That's the best word that comes to mind. You'll circle back to old wounds again and again, but each time you do, you grow. You grow your self-compassion and move towards feeling lighter. So this week, my invitation to you for this week, carve out some quiet time. Close your eyes. Let your earliest memories float to the surface. Turn your attention inward to that younger you and notice what feelings emerge. Is it loneliness? Is it anxiety? Is it yearning for love? Now imagine enveloping that little one in a huge cosmic hug. Let them feel your strong, loving adult arms. Pull them close as you whisper, "It's okay. I've got you. I know how much that hurt. And I'm here to care for you now. You are so innocent and so good, and I'll never leave you again." Let yourself rock and soothe your inner child, and feel the relief as they relax against you, taking in your comfort. You might invite them to share what they need most. Is it words of affirmation? Is it dedicated playtime? Is it a good, long cry? This week, find small ways to offer your younger self those gifts. Notice how it feels to extend yourself the care and the grace you've always craved. And if heaviness comes up, make space. Make space for those feelings, remembering that grief is a gateway to transformation. Did you hear that? Grief is a gateway to transformation. As we close, I want to return to the image of catching fireflies. So many of us spend our adult lives unconsciously just carting around a jar of unexpressed hurts, unmet needs. And inner child healing is like the sacred work of finding that jar and unscrewing the lid and honoring everything inside. The wounds, the anger, the sadness, and the love that was always there underneath. And as you tend to your inner child with open-hearted attention, you are freeing the brightest parts of yourself to shine again. You're coming home to the simple joy, the creativity, the innocence, and the wholeness that is your birthright. Like a firefly flying up to join its companions in the summer sky, you are rising into the fullness of who you were meant to be all along. That little one is still in you, radiant and resilient. So go fill up some jars with their favorite treats. Grab them by the hand and do some twirling under the stars. Remind them with your laughter, your loving care, that their light is one this world needs. Thank you. Really. Thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. Thank you for just lighting up the sky with who you are. Because you mean so much. So much that others want to catch you and put them in a jar and keep you so they can look over and see you lighten up their room. Thank you. Until next time, share your light with the world. Be kind to your mind. Join me again next time as we calm it down.
To find more episodes of Comet Down, see where I may be appearing in your area, or to simply want to know where to send me some chocolate chip cookies, visit cometdownpodcast.com. This podcast was written and produced by yours truly, Chad Lawson, composer, pianist, and nationally recognized sweet tooth. The views, expressions, and techniques in this episode are of my personal opinion and not intended, nor should they, serve as a substitute for medical advice or diagnosis rendered to you by your individual doctor or other healthcare provider. Only a licensed physician should evaluate your situation, provide a diagnosis, or render other medical advice to you. And you should only act upon the advice of this physician. Now, I'm an extreme empath by nature, but my profession is that of a composer and pianist, not a licensed therapist or physician. I hear from thousands of listeners how my music has helped them through various stages of emotional needs, and I simply want to offer this in future podcast episodes to aid those needs. So to find a list of licensed professionals in your area, please visit cometdownpodcast.com. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, or better yet, share it with a friend. While it takes less than 60 seconds to do, its impact will last for years to come, as every little bit helps in growing the awareness and the importance of mental and emotional health. Thank you for listening. Thank you for living. And until next time, be kind to your mind and join me again as we calm it down.